The wedding present. After all the joys and the headaches of the wedding, after the madness and the magic of it all, not to mention the embarrassment of Belinda's father's after-dinner speech complete with family slideshow, after the honeymoon was literally, although not yet metaphorically, over, and before their new suntans had a chance to fade in the English autumn, Belinda and Gordon got down to the business of unwrapping the wedding presents and writing their thank you letters. Thank yous enough for every towel and every toaster, for the juicer and the bread maker, for the cutlery and the crockery and the teas maid and the curtains. "Right," said Gordon. "That's a large object's thank you'd. What have we got left?"
"Things in envelopes," said Belinda.
"Checks, I hope." There were several checks, a number of gift tokens, and even a £10 book token from Gordon's Aunt Marie, who was poor as a church mouse, Gordon told Belinda, but a dear, and who had sent him a book token every birthday as long as he could remember. And then, at the very bottom of the pile, there was a large brown business-like envelope.
"What is it?"
asked Belinda. Gordon opened the flap and pulled out a sheet of paper the colour of two-day-old cream, ragged at top and bottom, with typing on one side. The words had been typed with a manual typewriter, something Gordon had not seen in some years. He read the page slowly.
"What is it?"
asked Belinda.
"Who's it from?"
"I don't know," said Gordon. "Someone who still owns a typewriter. It's not signed."
"Is it a letter?"
"Not exactly," he said, and he scratched the side of his nose and read it again.
"Well?"
she said in an exasperated voice, but she was not really exasperated. She was happy. She would wake in the morning and check to see if she was still as happy as she had been when she went to sleep the night before, or when Gordon had woken her in the night by brushing up against her, or when she had woken him. And she was.
"Well, what is it?"
"It appears to be a description of our wedding," he said. "It's very nicely written. Here." And he passed it to her. She looked it over.
It was a crisp day in early October when Gordon Robert Johnson and Belinda Karen Abingdon swore that they would love each other, would support and honour each other as long as they both should live. The bride was radiant and lovely, the groom was nervous but obviously proud and just as obviously pleased. That was how it began. It went on to describe the service and the reception clearly, simply and amusingly.
"How sweet," she said. "What does it say on the envelope?"
"Gordon and Belinda's wedding," he read.
"No name? Nothing to indicate who sent it?"
"Uh-oh."
"Well, it's very sweet, and it's very thoughtful," she said, "whoever it's from."
She looked inside the envelope to see if there was something else inside that they had overlooked, a note from whichever one of her friends, or his, or theirs, had written it, but there wasn't. So, vaguely relieved that there was one less thank you note to write, she placed the cream sheet of paper back in its envelope, which she placed in a box file, along with a copy of the wedding banquet menu and the invitations and the contact sheets for the wedding photographs, and one white rose from the bridal bouquet. Gordon was an architect, and Belinda was a vet. For each of them, what they did was a vocation, not a job. They were in their early 20s. Neither of them had been married before, nor even seriously involved with anyone. They met when Gordon brought his 13-year-old golden retriever, Goldie, grey-muzzled and half-paralysed, to Belinda's surgery to be put down. He had had the dog since he was a boy and insisted on being with her at the end. Belinda held his hand as he cried. And then, suddenly and unprofessionally, she hugged him tightly as if she could squeeze away the pain and the loss and the grief. One of them asked the other if they could meet that evening in the local pub for a drink, and afterward neither of them was sure which of them had proposed it. The most important thing to know about the first 2 years of their marriage was this: they were pretty happy.